My name is Yandong Wang. I am a PhD candidate from Auburn University. And thank you for coming to my presentation. Today, I will present our work called Preemptive Reduced Task Scheduling for Fair and Fast Job Completion. This is a joint work with my advisor, Dr. Wei Kuanyu, and Jian Tan, Li Zhang, and Xiaoqiao Meng from IBM TJ Watson Research Center. So here's the outline of my presentation today. I will firstly describe the background and the motivation of our work. Following that, I will review the issues in existing Hadoop scheduler. After that, I will describe two techniques we introduced to address those issues, and we refer them as a preemptive reduced task and fair completion scheduler. Then I will share some performance evaluation, and eventually I will conclude this presentation with some future work. So MapReduce is a successful programming model introduced by Google for processing massive-scale dataset. And Hadoop is an open-source implementation of MapReduce. Its high scalability and strong fault tolerance have attracted many leading companies such as Yahoo and IBM to adopt it as the backbone framework for their cloud services. And in recent years, a new use case of Hadoop has emerged to allow multiple users and multiple jobs to share the same Hadoop cluster. And such sharing offers many benefits, such as much lower cost when compared to building different clusters for different groups. It also provides data consolidation that can avoid costly data replication across different clusters. Well, sharing a same Hadoop cluster introduces a new type of workload in which long batch job and small interactive queries are mixed together. And those small interactive queries are expected to return very quickly. So Hadoop Fair Scheduler was introduced to enable a better sharing of a Hadoop cluster. So from a high-level perspective, a MapReduce job is divided into multiple map and reduce tasks. Each map task reads one input split from the distributed file system and generates some intermediate data to the local disk. And in Hadoop terminology, the time period in which a job is executing all of its map tasks is referred as the map phase. On the other side, each reduce task needs to gather the intermediate data from all the map tasks, and this is referred as the shuffle phase. After all the intermediate data has been fetched to local, the reduce task enters into the reduce phase and generates some final output back to the distributed file system. Well, strictly launching the reduce task after completion of all of the map tasks of a job is inefficient. So Hadoop schedulers are designed to overlap such map and shuffle phases to accelerate the data processing pipeline. And Hadoop Fair Scheduler is widely used for sharing a Hadoop cluster. It is designed to use maximum fair sharing to schedule the map and reduce tasks from the concurrent running jobs to the map and the reduced slot. And the data delay scheduling policy inside the scheduler also provide data locality awareness. And in current design, once a task is assigned to a slot, it can either complete successfully or fails in the middle without other choices. Well, our study shows that the current Hadoop scheduler still suffers from many efficiency and fairness issues. One of the major issues is unfair reduced slot allocation that can cause monopolizing behavior of long-running reduced tasks from large jobs. So to illustrate such issue, we have profiled map and reduced slot allocation among 8 jobs. As we can see from this slide, at the beginning, when job 1 and job 2 arrives, both are small jobs, so they can quickly complete their task and leave the cluster. And when job 3 arrives, it's a long-running job and uses all the map and the reduced slot. This is showing the pink part. Well, even job 3 requires all the map slot. We observe that when another 5 small jobs arrives, those map slots can be efficiently fairly shared among those 6 jobs, so those 5 small jobs can still complete their map phases. However, the reduced slot cannot be efficiently shared and are monopolized by the job 3. So even those 5 small jobs have completed their map phases, their reduced task cannot be launched. As a result, Job 4 is significantly slowed down by 19 times, and on average, those five small jobs are slowed down by 15 times. And the current Hadoop schedulers continue to treat map and reduce task very similarly, despite the distinct execution pattern between map and reduce tasks. And in summary, map and reduce tasks show differences from three aspects. From the perspective of execution time, map task is generally very short, but the reduced task tend to be long-running and can be as long as the entire job execution time. And secondly, the map task is a single-phase task, but the reduced task consists of shuffle and reduce two phases. And lastly, the execution of map phase is completely independent, but the proceeding of reduce phase heavily relies on the progress of map phase. Therefore, in this work, we argue that it is critical for Hadoop schedulers to be aware of those different execution patterns and use different strategies to schedule map and reduce tasks. And also, over the past few years, many research efforts have been made trying to address those issues, such as the slow start in the current Hadoop package, and the coupling scheduler introduced by the IBM, and the copy compute splitting mechanism introduced by Berkeley. However, none of those work completely solved the issue. And designing a Hadoop scheduler that can efficiently schedule the reduced task is fundamentally critical, since it directly determines whether the scheduler can achieve both efficiency and fairness. And to achieve such goal, we divided this problem into two sub-problems. The first is how to tackle this monopolizing behavior of long-running reduced tasks from large job. As I mentioned earlier, the major reasons that causes such monopolizing behavior is that, in current design, once a task is assigned to a slot, it can either complete or fail without other choices. Therefore, we have introduced a new mechanism called a preemptive reduce task that allows flexible task execution. And the second subproblem is how to coordinate such map and reduce two-phase job scheduling. Since simply scheduling the reduced task without considering the progress of map phase is inefficient. So, based on the advantage of preemptive reduced task, we have introduced a new scheduler called a fair completion scheduler. And in the next, I will describe our preemptive reduced task firstly. And a preemptive reduced task is a lightweight work-conserving preemption mechanism that allows reduced task to be preempted at any time during its execution without losing its shuffle or reduced status. It essentially helps to correct monopolizing behavior through allowing the scheduler to preempt long-running reduced tasks without losing its previous work. And it's different from the Linux process suspend command, since it releases the slot and allow other tasks to utilize the resources without a full memory dump. In addition, it is much superior to the current killing-based preemption mechanisms that is known to waste a huge amount of computation and I.O. And due to the different natures of shuffle and reduce phases, different strategies are used to conduct lightweight preemption during these two phases. And during the shuffle phase, the major information we need to preserve is the intermediate data and their fetching status. With more intermediate data are fetched to local, some are stored in the memory and some are stored on the disk, based on their size. And in this example, we have three intermediate data called segment stored in the Java heap, and one is stored on the disk. When requested to preempt, we conducted an in-memory merge to combine those in-memory intermediate data into a large segment and flush the data onto the disk. Such merging is necessary to control the number of temporary files on the local disk and also amortize the merging overhead in the future reduced task execution. After such merging, we ask a local task tracker to record the location of those segment files. So in the future, when such reduced task is resumed on the same node, it will retrieve the record from the task tracker and open those segment files and continue to fetch the rest of intermediate data that belong to such reduced task. After reduced task enters into the reduce phase, All the segments are organized in a minimum priority queue, with the minimum intermediate key value pairs at the head of the queue. And the reduce task continuously reads the key value pairs out of such queue and feeds the reduce functions. Therefore, preserving the running status of such minimum priority queue is the key to conduct lightweight preemptions. And when requested to preempt, this time the task tracker not only needs to record the location of those segment files, but also the offset from which to read the next key value pairs. In addition, in our current design, the preemption only occurs at the boundary of intermediate key value pairs, and the final output needs to be flushed to the distributed file system. Similarly, once the reduce task is resumed on the same node, it will retrieve the record from the task tracker and open those segment files and read the key value pairs out and reconstruct such minimum priority queue. So to evaluate the efficiency of such preemptive reduce task, we have run an I/O intensive benchmark called TerraSort with half of terabyte input data on a cluster of 20 worker nodes. We preempt and resume all of the reduced tasks in a job after they complete different percentage of workload. The result is shown in this slide. The horizontal line indicates the point we preempt and resume all of the reduced tasks. The vertical line indicates job execution time. As we can see from the result, compared to the baseline performance, using our preemptive reduced task incurs negligible performance penalties when the reduced task completes 70% of workload, and on average, the performance degradation is less than 4%. And we notice observable performance penalty when reduced task finish 90% of workload. That is mainly because the delay caused by flushing the final output into the distributed file system. Also, we can see from this slide, showing the blue line, using keyling-based preemption mechanism can incur a significant performance overhead. So those results demonstrate that our preemptive reduced task is an efficient approach to conduct preemption. So based on such advantage, we have designed a new scheduler called a fair completion scheduler. And the main idea behind fair completion scheduler is to monitor the remaining workload of the concurrent running jobs and prioritize the reduced task of those jobs with the shortest remaining map faces. When two jobs have the same remaining map faces, we prioritize those reduced tasks from those jobs that have the least remaining reduced data. And this algorithm essentially corrects monopolization behavior through preventing the large job from occupying the slot when those small jobs have completed their map faces. In addition, our new scheduler is also continue to use maximum fair sharing to schedule the map task. Therefore, it can maintain the fairness. During our evaluation, the results shows that excessive preemption can incur noticeable performance overhead on those large jobs. So our new scheduler is designed to monitor the slowdown that is caused by the preemption on each individual jobs and prevent future preemptions on those jobs that have been slowed down to a certain degree. And this slide shows an example how our fair completion scheduler functions. At certain point, we have job 1 and job 2 in the clusters. At certain point, job 3 arrives. Because it has much shorter remaining map faces, our fair completion scheduler will reorganize the scheduling queue and preempt the reduced task of job 1 on those slots. Once preempted, those slots will become available, and then our new scheduler will assign the reduced task of job 3 to those slots. In the future, job 3 will complete and leave the cluster, and those slots will become again. Once our scheduler detects the slots become available, it will resume the reduced task of job 1 on those slots, and job 1 can continue to make progress. So we have systematically evaluated the performance of our new fair completion scheduler. And all the experiments are conducted on a cluster of 46 nodes, each is equipped with four 2.67 GHz hex core Intel Xeon processors, with 24 gigabyte memory and a 2 hard disk. We use the Hadoop 1.0 and its fair scheduler as the code base. On each worker node, we allocate 8 map slot and 4 reduce slot. We have used the GridMix 2 benchmark and a Terizo benchmark from Purdue University to compose different type of workload. In the next, I will describe the performance result of map-heavy workload in details. But due to the overlapping result, I will only briefly describe the result of reduced heavy workload. And then I will show the scalability evaluation of our new scheduler. So in the map-heavy workload, there are 171 jobs, and those jobs are submitted into the cluster according to a Poisson random distribution. And in each job, we have a heavy computation during the map phase, but only requires a small number of reduced tasks. And on average, compared to the Hadoop fair scheduler, our new fair completion scheduler reduces the average job execution time by up to 31%. And to get a more insight about how our scheduler impacts jobs of different sizes, we have divided those jobs into 10 different groups. Showing this slide, the horizontal line indicates the job group ID, The smaller jobs are contained in the group with the smaller index, and the vertical line indicates average job execution time of that group in log scale. As we can see from this slide, compared to the Hadoop fair scheduler, our new scheduler can efficiently accelerate jobs from group 1 to group 8 and only slow down the large job in group 9. And this is designed behavior to trigger the running time of long-running jobs to benefit a large amount of small and medium jobs. And the reason that our fair completion scheduler can achieve such performance improvement is because it can reduce the average reduced task wait time of those small and medium jobs. And this slide demonstrates such argument. Compared to the Hadoop fair scheduler, our new scheduler can significantly reduce the average reduced task wait time of jobs from group 1 to group 6, and reaching up to average 22 times wait time reductions for those jobs. And because we have also observed the jobs in group 7 and group 8 have been also accelerated, we observe that their reduced task wait time have also been reduced. And as I mentioned earlier, our new scheduler is designed to monitor the preemption frequencies and slow down on each individual jobs and prevent future preemptions on those jobs that have been slowed down to a certain degree. And this slide shows the preemption frequencies on different jobs in 10 different groups. As we can see that almost all of the preemptions occurs on medium and large jobs from group 7 to group 10. And as this is expected as in our design. And to measure the fairness improvement, the extreme value is of major interest. Therefore, we have used the maximum slowdown to evaluate the fairness improvement. The black line indicates the fairness result from Hadoop fair scheduler, which as we can say that treat small jobs very unfairly, because small jobs have much higher maximum slowdown than those large jobs. However, using our fair completion scheduler achieved nearly uniform maximum slowdown for different jobs in 10 different groups. And on average, our new scheduler improved the fairness by up to 67% compared to the Hadoop fair scheduler. And in the reduced heavy workload, there are also 171 jobs. However, each job generates a large amount of intermediate data, therefore requires many number of reduced tasks to process them. And on average, compared to the Hadoop fair scheduler, it reduces the average job execution time by about 28%. And interestingly, in this workload, we observe that our new scheduler actually accelerates all type of job. And looking into the detail, that is because that most preemption that occurs on the medium and large jobs happened when those jobs are still working on the map phases. Therefore, the impact of those preemptions is not severe as those in the map-heavy workload. And similarly, as our new scheduler improved the fairness of reduced heavy workload by about 35.2% on average. So lastly, to evaluate the scale, the capability of the scheduler to efficiently process different number of incoming jobs is very critical. So we have measured the scalability of our new scheduler with GridMix 2 benchmark that is designed to stress the Hadoop framework. And we use a different number of jobs ranging from 60 to 300. And in every test, we submit those jobs into the cluster according to a Poisson random distributions. And on average, we observe up to 39.7% average job reductions. And we also observe consistent performance improvement when the number is between 120 and 300, and only observe a very small performance improvement when the number is about 60. That is because in that test, up to 98% of jobs are small jobs, therefore providing our new scheduler with limited optimization space. And in conclusion, in this work, we have identified many inefficiencies in current Hadoop schedulers, and in particular Hadoop FAIR scheduler. We have also measured a compared performance result between our FAIR completion scheduler with the capacity scheduler, and you can refer to the paper for the result. So to address those inefficiencies, we have designed a new preemptive reduced task that is an efficient preemption mechanism and allows flexible task execution. And based on the advantage of preemptive reduced task, we have designed a new scheduler named as FAIR Completion Scheduler that is proven to be able to provide both efficiency and fairness. And in the future, we plan to investigate how can we use such preemptive reduced task to improve the fault tolerance mechanism in current MapReduce framework, and whether we can introduce more preemptive scheduling policies based on the advantage of preemptive reduced task. And here is the list to our lab, and thank you for listening, and next I'm going to take some questions.
So before I begin with my line of questioning, let me say thank you for letting me borrow your laptop.
No problem.
I'm really interested to know the overhead of the DFS, of the file system that you're using. Or what are you using for indexing?
HDFS.
You're using HDFS for that.
Yes.
So then how many more HDFS nodes do you need as a result of sort of storing all of this intermediate state about the reduced nodes?
All the intermediate data are still stored on the local disk. Do you mean the intermediate data generated by the map reduced
job? But it's extra capacity, right? So
We have enough disk space, so it was not a problem.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. So I'm wondering, instead of doing this preemption, and sometimes it's probably necessary, but if you have multiple reduced tasks running on the same, I guess, data node, I'm not familiar with the semantic here, but you try to play with the more fine-grained CPU schedulers that run on the operating system and try to say, okay, this one is running for a while, let's drop some shares and drop its time slice.
Yes.
And so effectively it's much lightweight, and maybe sometimes you need to do preemptive work, but anyway, what do you think about that?
I don't quietly follow your question.
Okay, so I think my question is, you have an operating system on your nodes that run all of these tasks effectively.
Yes.
And it comes with a CPU scheduler.
Yes.
And by effectively giving more weight to some of the reduced tasks, you effectively preventing the cost of this preemption, which might be heavyweight, because my understanding, and again, I'm not too familiar with all the semantics, but you're doing some, you know, kind of backup, restore, this kind of thing, but at a higher level, while sometimes if you just tweak the scheduler at a fine-grained operating system, you can achieve the same thing, but at much cheaper cost.
That is a very good, interesting question. I agree that if you just play with the operating system, you can let some reduced tasks to sleep, right? And let other reduced tasks to utilize more CPU. But the problem with Hadoop environment is because you have to release the slot. and allows other tasks to utilize the result. So even you give some on a thing from a perspective of one node,
right?
If you even let one reduced task to sleep and let other task to utilize more slot, a more CPU, something like, but the slot is still occupied by the task.
So I mean,
and you cannot efficiently accept just improve the performance from a perspective of the entire job, which assign multiple tasks, which is pretty much a multi-queue, multi-server problem.
I guess, is that a matter in this case to increase this number of slots and make it unbounded, maybe? I mean, I don't know, maybe that's just too crazy of an idea, but I don't know.
The number of slots is strictly bound with the capacity of each node and the capacity of the entire cluster.
All right.
So, yeah.
Cool, thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, thanks for a nice talk. I have two questions. Well, the first one is a question, actually. So did you maybe see how it maps to the latest architecture of Hadoop, the Yarn one, which has actually no notion anymore of map and reduce slots?
You know,
okay. So the new architecture of Hadoop, I mean.
Yes. We look into the Yarn, but Yarn only use memory to do the memory schedulings. And as we know, that memory, you still can sometimes use all of the memory on a certain node. And whenever you use all of the memory, if it's a long-running task, it will still occupy all the memories and cause the monopolization behaviors. So our solution is not strictly only for this Hadoop with the slot concept. It can also be used for any of those scheduling policies that once a task is assigned, it's always running there without flexible task execution. So it should be applicable to Yarn. So.
Okay, and the last thing, did you maybe consider, so I guess for now the map tasks are scheduled without taking into account the resource boundness of the tasks. So you might have two CPU-bound tasks, map tasks, which are scheduled on the server, but they actually, because they share the same CPU, so they run into some performance degradation probably. So maybe it could be a good idea to look into these kind of things as well.
Yes.
To schedule,
yes,
for instance, tasks which are complementary, like memory and CPU-intensive tasks.
So. Yes, multi-resource scheduling policy is a challenging problem that is being investigated by the Hadoop community now.
It is, okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
No problem.
Hey, very impressive work.
Thanks.
But I would like to come back to that Hadoop Yarn thing, because in Hadoop Yarn, it doesn't even know that how much memory the application needs, how much memory the job needs. So it actually just assumes that it needs only 1 GB for every memory. So if my server has like 8 GB of RAM, I can run like 8 concurrent tasks. It doesn't matter if they are map tasks or reduced tasks. So I can actually run 8 concurrent reduced tasks or 8 concurrent map tasks. So how would your approach would actually work over there? Because it looks like that doesn't even need over there.
As I mentioned earlier, the Yarn use container concept, and each container use memory.
Yeah.
And if a container is running a long-running reduced task, what will happen? It will monopolize in the slot. It will monopolize the entire machine.
It can actually run parallel containers also, right? I mean, like 7 parallel containers.
Yeah, doesn't matter if you have a job that is submitted earlier than the other jobs, and that job has happened to be a long-running job, and it uses all the memory on that node, it will still cause the monopolization behavior.
Maybe I should talk to you later.
Okay, no problem.
So I just wanted to follow up just a little further. So there's an interesting design decision here, because if you're storing the intermediate state on the local disk, when you preempt and you move to another node, you're copying from the local disk, right? So that's a disk access and a network access to bring it up on another node, right?
Yes.
This is fine. And if you get the performance improvements doing that, that's great. Any thoughts about optimizing that? Because, you know, it just seems like something that we built for like a key value store or centralized storage.
That's a very interesting observation. Actually, we addressed that problem in this paper, because not every time you can resume the reduced task on the same node it was preempted. So we basically just allow user to specify the expected data localities, like I want 90% of time this reduced task can be launched on the same node. So we use that opportunistic approach to resume the reduced task on the same node. If it happened cannot be to if it cannot be launched on the same node, we will migrate that reduced task on other node and move the data over the network. Of course, it will incur overhead.
Right. If you pay a small cost for a faster server there, you may get a lot more flexibility. May not be worth it. May not be worth the cost. I don't know, but
yeah,
it would be interesting.
Yeah.
And there's a related work in SOCC 12.
I see it.
That was on this too. So yeah. Great.
Thank you.